This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado should get its first shipment of Pfizer's COVID vaccine next week. CPR's Bente Birkeland reports state officials conducted a distribution test run today.
The day began at Denver International Airport and ended at the Vail Valley Medical Center, one of eight regional hubs the state has designated to receive the vaccine. A courier drove the mock vaccine to the hospital, then it was stored in an ultra-cold freezer. Mickey Trost is with the state's Emergency Operations Center. She says the idea is to go through every step in the process.
To find any areas of improvement before we are moving real items or in the middle of a real incident. So we definitely want to see if there's any areas of efficiencies, make sure the system and the plan that is in place works.
Next week, the state's frontline healthcare workers are expected to begin getting their first dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. I'm Bente Birkeland, CPR News.
The Secretary of State certified election results today, setting the stage for Colorado's electors to cast ballots for Joe Biden next week. Jenna Griswold says the election was smooth and secure despite efforts to sow misinformation.
We're going to have to continue those efforts in combating false narratives, both from foreign adversaries and domestic elected officials and other domestic actors.
Meanwhile, some Republican state lawmakers are demanding an investigation into Colorado's election system. This is CPR News.